I think essentially this motion is about Manx homes for Manx people. All the MHKs that are elected now in 2021 heard about housing as a major issue. But I think there's a bit of a feeling that not a lot's been done in the last 4 years. And I know that government might argue that we have to have data and more information to define what the issue is. And that's why they've done the Objective Assessment of Housing Needs, or the OAN, which, and it genuinely is a really good report with a lot of useful information. But in some ways it tells us what we already know, which is that what we need is more homes available. So if we look at the census from 2021, that showed us that there are around 5,700 vacant properties, which is around about 15% of the island's housing stock, sitting vacant. So I think this is one lever that we can use to free up homes for people. I've spoken with quite a few different councils over the last few years, some not in anymore, some new ones in, and they've all been really supportive of this kind of action because they see, like I've done in the last few years, that local businesses and tenants struggle under high rents, while thousands of these properties, as we know, on the island are sitting empty. So the idea is to give our city and towns the ability to charge fees on vacant properties, which means that owners have a reason to rent or fix up or sell those empty buildings and sites, which means more homes for people who need them. And I think as a really important side benefit of this is that it makes our neighbourhoods more attractive. So it removes that eyesore element of derelict and vacant sites and buildings, and it protects nearby property values from the drag of long-term vacancy. So it's just positives all round, I think.
Have you spoken to any of the local authorities? Obviously, I know you're a Douglas MHK. So have you spoken to the council or any of the other local authorities about your motion, and what do they think?
I've spoken with several councillors over the last 4 years that I've been elected for, and this has been something that's come up kind of repeatedly that they would like to see, and they would like more power to actually do something about. That's not to say that Douglas City Council themselves as a whole have indicated their support, individual councillors that I've spoken with. I have met with the council more recently, though, to discuss, you know, their feelings about this. And like I say, individual councillors are very supportive. I have, as much as I can, I've liaised with them. And I think this is something that they're quite overwhelmingly supportive of.
Treasury is already looking at rate reform and with its consultation into the bill. So why are you doing this? Do you think Treasury isn't going far enough? Do you think it should go further?
You're absolutely right. I just don't think that they're quite going far enough. I think that we need to take some fairly bold steps now, because we've done all of the data gathering, all the collection of information. And that, like I said, that Objective Assessment of Housing Needs, the OAN, is a really good source of information. But it does essentially tell us that we need more homes to be available. And what action are we taking to ensure that that's the case? I think there's some sort of tentative steps being taken by Treasury. But at this point, I feel like we need to actually take quite a bold step, make quite a bold statement that we might welcome off-island investment, but we don't welcome the sorts of investment that's going to leave derelict and empty properties. What we're looking at here is wanting to welcome investment that's beneficial to our island and our people.
In the second part of your motion, it says that off-island owners should face additional charges. What kind of charges are you thinking of?
I mean, that's for the Treasury to sort of investigate and look into what sorts of additional charges they could put on that. But again, what we're looking at is stimulating the local economy and ensuring that Manx homes are for Manx people, and trying to sort of break that idea that there are off-island cartels who own a lot of our housing stock and are making a lot of money out of Manx people and artificially elevating prices in that way. We don't know whether that's true or not, but that is a perception. And at least this would, if it is true, this would address that.
You have also said that it should be based on what the site would attract in rent. How have you come to that conclusion?
It's not that they should be charged the amount that it would attract, it's that the charge should be linked to the amount the property or site would attract in rent. So it would be a percentage of it. And I think the idea around that is to actually raise that awareness and link the two, that look, this is a property or a site that somebody could have a family home on, that somebody, you know, could have a house share on, that people could be living in and utilising. And that's the most important point about the motion. We have thousands of properties sitting vacant, and we have thousands of people needing homes, and we need to do something about those two things. And this is trying to address that in that way.
What benefits do you think this would have on ratepayers and residents if Tim Mould supported your motion?
It would free up more housing. It would make more housing available. It would bring more homes onto the market, either for rent or to purchase. And that is the fundamental point of this and the core benefit. I would also hope, though, that with the council, you know, the council might be able to generate more revenue from being able to, at least in the short term. So there might be benefits from that as well. We're looking at being able to reduce the visual eyesore of derelict properties. We're looking at bringing more homes for Manx people. We're looking at potentially bringing more revenue. There's just a kind of a range of benefits really that all feed off from this one thing.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.